It is forever day gang.
And it
What are
is
you trying to do?
pasted now. We
What are
can
you doing?
start.
Get off
Steph,
my
are you
anything.
ready to do that thing that you do?
Oh, shoot, yeah.
So I'm
Okay.
gonna do
Okay.
my thing, and then you do your thing, and then I do that other thing that Chris did for us. Okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Everyone here?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Sure. Hey, this is Nicholas Brendan. I play Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you're listening to Potential Cast.
Now, it's you.
Okay. Season 5, episode 19, Tough Love. Glory angrily leaves Tara in a mindless state after realizing she is not the key, an act that pits her against all the powerful and dark magic Willow can summon.
There's a little
Yes,
arrow
I am.
that
And
you
then
can
touch
put.
the microphone. I did that.
I unmuted myself. Thank you very
There you
much.
go.
Oh,
I don't usually stand for this, but it's been a hectic 15 months since I've last spoken to you ladies. How are you?
You're right.
Feels like forever and a
It
day.
does.
I prepared a little song. No, I haven't. Who the fuck has time to prepare songs?
Did the last two shows make
Well, one of them did, and the other one I was going to edit this week, and then all hell broke loose. And by hell, I mean, shit got in the way. But it's going to get edited tomorrow morning because I have the day off. That's one of the things on my long list of things to do. I think we should introduce ourselves. Go, Steph.
My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
I'm Tabs.
Yay, Tabs.
Tabs!
Woohoo!
A Whedon fandom celebrity.
Yes.
Fantastic. I think it's really cool that we get to meet all these people that are famous, but we have never heard of them because we weren't exposed to the Whedonverse. It's
Right.
awesome. I love it. I love all of this. This is great. Sorry, Steph, I spoke over you. I'll be quiet.
I just want to know. I've always wondered this. What does quadruple Z? That's your network. What
Zed.
does that stand for?
Quadruple Z is one of the podcasts on our network. Our network is called Between the Lines Studios. It actually started with Buffy Between the Lines, which is audio drama. But quadruple Z is an inside joke, and you have to be really paying attention to everything about our lives to know what it means.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Does it have
It's an
anything
inside
to
joke with
do
another podcast.
with ZZ plural alpha?
No.
All right. Then you guys are not as cool as you could be.
It does have a Buffy connection,
Ah, then you are cooler than I thought.
but.
Does it have to do with alcohol?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's
Okay.
very, very obscure, and it just we thought it would make a good name for our pop culture blog, which is what Quadruple Z is.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. So, what do you guys think the over under is on people being really mad at us after this episode? Well, I know people are going to hate on Gabby, but Gabby just attracts that,
Okay.
I think. She's a bit of a hate magnet.
Bring the hate.
Well, this is why
Yes.
we're having Tabs on tonight, because she's going to counter
Yes, I'm going to balance
everything.
out the hate with
Okay.
love. Lots of Tara love.
Oh,
I,
one of
I'm
us.
I'm
though. I can't, well, before we started recording, I kind of just said, leading up to when she had her little turn, I was like, oh, this is so horrible. She's just a horrible actress. Terrible. And then, you know, what happened afterward, I was like, oh, well, we can't make fun of this anymore.
Nah.
Let me ask you exactly, you know, be specific. What makes her a terrible actress in your mind?
Well, I think it's just her facial expressions. Like when on the bench when she was sitting with...
You're skipping ahead. What's your name? Claire?
I'm just, you know, answering a question. But like, just the way she, like everything about the way she breathes, things that she does with her mouth and the way she sighs, and she just overacts in my opinion. Everything. She's like, I'm like, really?
Like, really?
I understand. But anyways. Let's talk about the episode.
It's interesting because you say all these things and I agree with you. But when Tara went full retard, that's when I saw her acting abilities finally find their niche.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds horrible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that sounds terribly insensitive and what have you. And that's okay because, you know, I'm being like that right now. But what I mean is that I didn't like her as the mousy, stuttery Tara. But I think I like her as the completely batshit, fucked up, retarded, lunatic Tara. Mm-hmm. So I have a theory. The gibberish she was talking about was directly related to the episode of Angel. That's what I think was going on.
Oh, wow. Mind blown. No, I think her, the word soup, I think she's really good at that. I think that's her best performance I've seen.
But what if she wasn't, or what if she was introduced to us from the beginning as being loony? We'd be like, wow, she's a great actress. But now that she has, okay, you know what? It's so horrible to say. I don't even want to like continue this.
No, go ahead.
Like, but yeah, it's just that, oh, she's lost her marbles. Now it's like when she says something completely out to lunch, you're like, oh, wow, look at that range. She's such a good, like, wow, she's really tapping into the character. I just, I don't like her.
I think it's really hard for any of these new characters that get introduced, because you have people who were horrible or not so great actors when they started. Like, I always think of first season Willow as, oh, okay, please get over yourself. Stop. But she grew into it. And now we have somebody coming in, there's season 5, and she's growing into her character, and you're like, oh, she's so much worse than everyone else. And you're like, well, everyone was kind of bad at the beginning.
Yeah, that's but true. You figure they'd get someone who had acted before?
Well, I think that's the cool thing about Joss, is I think he picks people not because they're tremendous actors, but because they bring something to the character that makes them a character. So originally they were supposed to get a tiny girl for this character. Like, that was the physical description.
You mean like a little person?
Thing. No. Okay. Like a size 0, 4, 11. Petite. Petite, you know, to be smaller than Allison
Willow
Hannigan.
And, okay, got it.
Yeah. And so when she came in red, you know, she brought something to the character that Joss really liked.
Yeah. I mean, I think
thought he could develop.
I think it's okay for people who are viewers of things, people who you go to plays, you go to musical performances. I think it's okay for you to not like someone's performance. For example, I'm a huge fan of Dave Grohl, right? Like, ridiculously huge. He's on my list of, you know, he's on my list. Christina's aware of this. No big deal. But Robin, who is someone that I respect, can't stand Dave Grohl. You know, and it's okay for him not stand him. You know, it's fine. There's less competition, frankly. But, you know, I think it's okay for, you know, one of our co-hosts to not stand Tara. And I think,
well, that's
wondering
why I asked why.
Yeah.
Why is it the character herself? Is it the acting?
No,
is it the...
it's not the character. It's yeah. the actress.
That's it's, my well, perspective as well.
Yeah, because yeah, I think of course when they're writing it, they have an idea of what they want to happen. I just think there's something that's lost between what's happening on the page and what Amber Benson,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What she chose to do as the character. Like, I'm being super picky here, right? But I just don't like how the character is being portrayed.
Yeah.
Well, let me, from my perspective, let me give Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as an example.
Is that still on?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I watched on YouTube the panel at Comic-Con, and this cast is mostly very young, pretty people. And I was like, I'm so excited for this show. I can't wait to fall in love with these actors and actresses and be a lifelong fan, mm-hmm. just like every other actor and actress in the Whedonverse, and follow them for the rest of their career, you know?
Exactly.
Well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started. I'm still excited, you know, the first couple of episodes. There's an episode here or there that I like better than others.
Mm-hmm.
Until finally one episode that hooked me not emotionally, but it was a thrill. So yeah, emotional. It got an emotional response out of me that now I'm on board with the show, and it takes something like this instance with Tara being mind sucked to, mm-hmm. Attach you emotionally to that character to, mm-hmm. to the point where you forgive their flaws.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
And plus there's a thing where, you know, if something stuck out to you, it pulled you out of your suspension of disbelief, then you mm-hmm. notice everything they do. It's just like, stop. Because I love Jonathan Rhys Meyers. I've been watching Dracula. And he does this stupid American accent. Every time he does it, I'm just like, oh, he's a great actor. Yeah. I think he's fantastic. But every time he does a stupid American accent, I'm like, no, stop. Stop talking. Mm-hmm. I hate you right now. So I don't know. I think timid Tara works for me just because I found it endearing. Mm. So, you know, I can mm-hmm. see where it would be bad acting, but I found it endearing
she's
when
vulnerable.
She was doing it.
She's very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. And I felt really sorry for her, you know, same with Dawn, like the scene where they're sitting outside the magic box, not included with the Scoobies, you know, I've always felt really bad for her.
Mm.
So I've always kind of forgiven her in a way.
Because and she's still an outsider. She's not
yeah.
full-fledged. I mean, yeah.
I mean, family happens. That's, you know, that helped, but I think she still feels outsided.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know, and Willow loves her, so I have to love her too.
Yeah.
Speaking of Willow, let me be perfectly clear. When Willow floated into that room and had the blackest of black, like a doll's eyes, and was shooting lightning like the Emperor, I felt so happy, and there were angels everywhere getting wings, because I can't wait for her to taste more of this dark side and fight the person who is truly responsible. We have the turning point. The turning point is Willow will eventually resent the situation she's in with Tara, and she will blame Buffy, and it's Buffy's fault, and Buffy this, and Buffy that, and Glory's gonna say, if you give me the key, I'll make Tara normal again, and Willow will resent Buffy for saying no, and Willow will hate Buffy forever and want to kill her, and she will. I'm convinced of this.
Right. And then the show gets renamed.
I like
Willow.
Your show.
Because Buffy is dead.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming that they'll wait till the last episode for Willow to kill Buffy of the series.
So. This I think was one of my favorite Willow episodes for sure.
Oh man, awesome. Just fantastic. For sure.
Yeah. I love this was not a monster of the week.
Yeah.
You just lulled into it. It's such a character driven episode. And then boom, the action starts.
Even if it is slightly cheesy 1990s CGI.
Yeah.
Ben is such a loser.
Aww.
That's what I wrote down in my notes.
Well, he has no control. Glory has all the control. He's been gone for 2 weeks. He
doesn't even know. 2 weeks. I was kind of confused by that. Like, he doesn't realize what's happening when she takes over his body.
Clearly, the passage of time does not affect him.
And I kind of absolutely love the way the other doctor was just like, yeah, so you've got this demon that overtakes your body, you don't know it. And I was like, thanks. Thanks, Joss. That was a little wink to us, right?
Man, I got to tell you, though, who else was tricked with Glory's hand not being Willow's hand? Anyone?
I was, because they kind of showed a little bit of like a reddish curly hair as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just before they pulled out and they revealed it was Glory, I was totally like, oh my god. I kind of went like, ooh. And then I was like, oh, they think she's the key.
Yeah, which is funny, because I mean, she is the most recent one, so I guess that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But
outside world, yeah.
Because they're not thinking retconned.
Yeah, no. Which is crazy. Totally crazy.
This is. I call this the bad day episode, because everybody's having pretty much a bad day.
Yeah.
Buffy's dropping out of college, and Ben gets fired. And
well, she didn't drop out. She just dropped her classes for that term, right?
Well, did she say she hopes she'll be back
next semester? Well, that's, I mean, that's dropping out. That's not like.
Really?
She's
I took a semester off.
You have to come back to school ever.
You have
that's like leave of absence.
Yeah. But you can't get a leave of absence as a student.
I took a semester off and came right back. Nobody said boo. Yeah.
Well, you dropped out for a semester.
I guess. I was still working there like I was a student. Nobody noticed. Oh, Canada and your lax regulations.
I think it's more sad that, her professors don't seem to care.
Yeah. Well, you know, university professors at that level. What? She's still, what, a sophomore? So CG,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and she's missed a bunch of schools.
Yeah. So she's in U2. She's still, that's university second year, for those of you not in Canada.
Thanks.
And she's, probably still in a lot of those classes with lots and lots of people in auditoriums.
She's just a number.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a registered number. That's it.
Mm. So do y'all remember when the doctor is talking to Ben, he says something about too many Twinkies? I don't remember this.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a thing where eating Twinkies made people crazy. Maybe that was a meme. I don't think they called them memes then, but...
What I found on IMDb says when the doctor is firing Ben, he says that one of his excuses could be eating too many Twinkies. This refers to the Twinkie defense as used by Dan White when he was on trial for the murder of Harvey Oak.
What would Balky say about this? Oh, yes, only in America!
I killed somebody because I ate too many Twinkies.
Yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why we didn't have Twinkies here for so long. Increased violence. Anya is a patriot.
Yes.
She is a capitalist.
You must know that Anya is my absolute favorite character of all time.
Well, it makes sense. She's a great character.
She's awesome.
I'm in full belief that this entire Patriot Act of hers. See what I did there? is all a setup for the line that I have full intentions of quoting of hers at the hospital.
I think Anya has great moments, and yeah, what she says is funny, but I find it, again, I don't want to offend anybody listening, because when I say to people, oh, I don't like this character, I don't like that, it's not a personal dig against people.
You should say what you want.
I know, but I remember when I was watching Lost, like, oh, I hate this person. And people are like, how could you say that? And I'm just like, I don't hate you. I just hate the person.
I don't hate you because you like them. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyways, but like, I find Anya to be so, like, such an insult, like, to people watching the show because, yeah, it's funny, but everything is completely out of context. And I just find what she says so stupid. You know what I mean?
Why?
Like, it's not because it's like, yeah, what she says is funny, and because she's so out to lunch, you're like, oh yeah, okay, she just says whatever's on her mind.
She's
yeah,
bulky. Okay,
yeah, there are people that are like that, but I'm like, if there's a point where it becomes too much and ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know well, I mean? She
like bulky.
Yeah.
Her character needs to be developed more to where she's not just the awkward.
But that's all she has been. Yeah. That is all she
no,
has been.
No, she's also but been sexy.
Yeah. There was an odd time where she says something and it's like, oh, you know, like, and it has so much more resonance with the, from watching it. And you're like, oh my gosh, like the whole thing when Joyce passed and she mm-hmm. had her little moment.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
But her, like, I'm like what she says at the end, right before Willow leaves, you know, when they're in the hospital room, I don't want to see your quote. I was just like, when she said that, I didn't laugh. I rolled my eyes and I said, enough already. I even said out loud, I'm like, enough. She can't be like, she can't say these things anymore. Like, this is so stupid and insulting. Like, I think it is so dumb. Okay, my rant's over. I'm sorry, guys.
But, you know, the thing about Anya, and I would agree with you, if she was a character who was trying to be integrated into society, like, if she was that character on a sitcom, I would totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. But she's not trying to be integrated into society. She's doing things her own way because she's a thousand-year-old demon. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't care. She doesn't care about being socially you know, acceptable. And so she's going to say things that she's worked through. So this whole money line, that's something she worked through. She loves money mm-hmm. and money is American. And
what?
And it's not stupid to her. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to her, it makes total sense. So to be patriotic, you need to spend money because capitalism is America.
Of course. But what is that like? Okay.
What?
So what does this have to do with anything with the story? Nothing. So we are taken out of the story for, what, 3 minutes during this scene for her to go on a little rant. And everyone goes, ha, 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 oh, Anya. You know what I mean?
But it's not out of the story. It's also that outsider thing. It's you know, everyone is so depressed and so down in this episode and struggling to figure out who they are and what they should be doing. You know, Buffy's sitting here going, I need to be a mother, and how do I do that? And, you know,
by folding tea towels.
Exactly, and mm-hmm. asking Giles for help, and you know, and then here you have Anya, who's not in that circle at all, mm-hmm. and you know, then we have a, you know, from a literary perspective, we have a kind of a mirror of their how, you know, how wrapped up they are on these stupid things, and here she is like trying to figure out life and what's going on.
But this
and,
is every and her episode. Career.
Well, this yeah, but that's
every
her
every episode. Where she
that's what
says
her character.
Something.
That's what her character is for. Her
yeah, but she says is... things that are absolutely asinine, I believe. Hmm. Like, that have nothing to do with anything. Yes, but I understand it has... that's what her character is. Mm-hmm. But it completely takes away from the flow of this, of what's going on in the episode, personally, what I believe. I just find it so, like, whenever she's
well, if
on,
we don't,
I'm like,
if we don't
ugh.
Have things like that, we come into the bad soap opera of everybody being depressed. And sad.
I don't think so. But
especially this season. I mean, this season has been, you know, coming out of Joyce, up leading up to Joyce, coming out of Joyce's death, is mm-hmm. all Ben. All of these characters are, you know, lost. Giles doesn't know what he's doing with his life. You know, Xander's at loose ends. Willow is trying to find herself and who she is and who she is in her magic and who she is in her lesbianism and who she is in all these things. And then you bring in Anya, somebody new, just like Tara, somebody new to the group, who also is super wise, but nobody listens to, who's coming with an outsider's perspective of like, oh, you know what? This is what you're doing. Why don't you do this? And sometimes her things can seem asinine, but they actually are deeper than that. She's mm-hmm. like, look at here. Here is what America is. It's, you know, it's all based on capitalism. And everybody's like, that's stupid. That's funny. But it's true. So I don't know. I think that's why I love Anya, is every once in a while she just kind of throws uh-huh. stuff out there. And it is kind of asinine, but it also is something to like, wait a minute. You know what? You're right. As somebody who comes to America and doesn't know anything about culture, if you look at TV and the things we talk about, we are all about money. That's stupid. So, you know, patriotism could be seen as that way.
From the lips uh-huh. of babes.
Right. It is. It's kind of that idea.
By the way, for those of you not subscribed to Emma Caulfield's YouTube channel, you can take a shower with her on her latest YouTube video. Just saying. Just saying.
Emma Caulfield's awesome.
Emma Caulfield is awesome. I want to talk about the fight.
The fight.
The big fight okay. between Tara and Willow. And I need to talk about how it makes no sense.
Oh, no, I think it makes sense.
It started off as a tiny little thing, and then Tara says, it frightens me how much you're this, and then Willow, and then it goes off into Willow not being a lesbian anymore or enough of one. Okay. I don't understand.
Okay, it starts out with Willow saying that Buffy's being crabby.
Yes.
And Tara says, well, of course she's crabby, she lost her mother. I know, because I went through it. And then Willow's like, oh, well, I guess you're saying that you know everything since you've been through it. And she was like, oh, did I say that?
You know what Tara should have said? Yes, about dead mothers, I do.
And then it goes to, what? Then it went to, at some point, just while they're talking,
mm-hmm.
she says that Willow's frightening her, and Willow got so defensive.
Oh, yeah.
About Willow, that word.
Because Willow's getting ready. Willow's... that fight at first was ridiculous. I'm super happy it happened. Because
I do like that there is a gay couple fight, you know,
yeah.
not anything like, oh, they're so abnormal, they're so happy all the time. But I like that about that.
I mean, thing. It kind of falls into the trope or cliche of they just had a fight or they just argued and now one of them is in a car accident, right?
Right.
You know, like that's a thing. What was it? A movie with Harrison Ford?
Oh,
Regarding Henry.
Regarding Henry.
And apparently he was just like a big dumb jerk and his wife was cheating on him, or he was cheating.
Yeah.
And,
right, yeah.
You know, and then he figures it out. It's like, you know, Tara now being in this state and Willow, you know, sorry to skip ahead, totally on board to take care of quote unquote her girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seriously juxtaposes to the fact that they were, you know, having their first huge fight and stuff.
I thought the fight was perfect.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was great because it always starts when you're fighting with somebody, it's never about what you're saying at first.
Damn it.
Of course.
Why can't it be about the cheese?
I did find that it escalated way too quickly, but
we only have 42 minutes, Kim.
Exactly. But I kind of was just sort of joking. I loved it. I thought the fight was just perfect.
Well, and also it kind of mirrors what Buffy and Dawn. Buffy is going to take, Dawn is her girl. She's going to take care of her sister.
Hello. I'm not here, sorry. By the way. Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Was that your crackberry?
No, it's my actual, like, old school answering machine phone.
You have an answering machine phone?
Yeah, like he could actually screen calls, and I know that's my mother calling. She's gonna be like, "Hello, it's your mother calling.
It's your mom.
How it's are you, mom, darling?
You're like, I want.
Where's
to
my baby?
Tomorrow.
Where's my baby?
Can you bring me this?
Why does your mom talk like Claire Littleton?
She is British.
Mm-hmm. So we have some YouTube comments. Robin Burge says Dave Grohl should get behind those drums. I think that's a euphemism, but I'm not sure. Sportsfan19 says, Kim, you can hate on Spike all you want. I promise to never, ever be offended. And Robin in Seoul says, hi, guys. Hi, Tabs.
Aw, Robin.
Yep.
Heart.
So, okay. I have to bring up a point. And it is... why have we never seen the other two volumes of Secret Books? You know the one I mean. Dark Magic and Darker Magic. Because clearly the third volume is the one that Willow went for. Darkest Magic.
Can I also just say, you know, in defense, I saw one of the comments was about this. Like, in defense of this, Buffy's a teenager show, so we have to be super playing with people. Like, this is really dark.
It's so dark that
sometimes we really have to hit it over
the window.
The
window blew open when she opened the book.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also love in the Buffy game that you can climb up there and get books.
Awesome. That's like the secret stash. I wonder if that's where Giles keeps his Quaaludes. I mean, candy bars. Yeah. I loved Willow going for the dark magic. I loved vengeful Willow.
Stupid Willow.
No, vengeful, stupid impressive.
Stupid Willow.
Super,
so stupid Willow.
Fantastic Willow.
So with all this happening, why wouldn't Willow try to use her magics to save Tara?
Well, because, I don't know. Apparently you can use magic for everything except healthcare on the show.
I would think immediately she'd be looking for a spell to try to fix her.
Mm.
Maybe they had already, because they had seen the crazy people, maybe they had already tried that.
Yeah. No. Who knows? We'll see.
They just decided to make Willow vengeful. Which I agree with. This is Willow taking her first of many, many steps down the long, hard path of evil. The dark side. Dark-sided Willow will conquer you all.
Stupid.
I, for one, welcome our new ginger overlord.
Seriously, Willow was stupid. Like, I was all for Willow doing this if she would have, you know, had a plan. And
who needs a plan when you have the floatiness and the black R's like doll's eyes? And the...
Yeah, she's just blinded.
Of course.
With rage.
She,
no matter what Buffy would have said, she's not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just stubborn.
It's just amazing that she didn't die.
Yeah, it really is. You know,
It's not her time.
Can I also talk about, Gloria is my absolute favorite of the villains. And really? I love the bathroom scene, the bathtub scene. It makes me laugh every time I see it.
Yeah.
They're all blindfolded.
She's like sipping what is it? Champagne.
Mimosa.
And, yeah.
There are moments.
I love that.
There are moments when I really enjoy Glory, and then there are other moments where I'm like, did she go to acting school with Amber Benson?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. There are moments where
I don't think she's nearly as bad.
No.
There are moments when I think that Glory is fantastic, and then sometimes I think she's too much like the mayor.
No.
Okay.
No.
Aww.
It's maybe. Like she's...
I don't say that.
I don't know. She's playing it... I don't know. It's weird. She's playing
she's supposed
it spoiled
to be unstable.
Brat.
Yeah, she's supposed to be unstable.
She's playing it spoiled brat, but I don't buy it. I don't buy the unstable. I buy the angry. I buy the... powerful. I buy the cruel to her minions, but I don't buy the brattiness. That's the one aspect that
like
always
the spoiled
bothers
rich
me.
Girl.
Yeah, that part bugs me. It just doesn't fly. I just don't buy it. All the other stuff is fantastic.
I buy it because she's still gorgeous, but whatever.
Were you saying because of my looks, I'm a spoiled rich girl?
I'm not going to say it because we're broadcasting this live.
Live.
All right, so Dawn is with Spike for protection. He's keeping her in cave.
The catacombs or something?
Yeah. Sewers, maybe? I don't know.
No, those weren't the sewers.
Come on, really?
I think there was just...
Think how far catacombs. His character has come now that Buffy trusts him.
Mm-hmm. Well, she trusted him before, too.
She wants...
Is she trusting him, or is he just the only strong person available?
Yeah, she has no other choice.
Well,
no other option.
She could lock him up with Xander and Giles and all the rest of the students.
Lock them up? We haven't had a cage since the school burned down.
I know, but I'm saying that she could have them hidden somewhere. But yeah,
there's no one more powerful or has been able to stand up against Glory. That's what I think.
This is true. So how useless is Ben right now? And when is he finally going to reveal to the Scoobies that they have to kill him to kill Glory? Because I'm getting bored of this Ben guy.
Aww.
I think he's just, at this point, like, in Supernatural, he's just a meat suit. He has nothing. He has nothing else.
Wait
to
a second.
Offer.
Didn't Lady Gaga have one of those?
She did.
No, that was a dress. That kind of meat suit. That was a dress. I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, if you were Ben, would you really be like, oh, by the way, you can totally win if you kill me?
I think he'll sacrifice himself.
Really?
I don't think that any of one of them will kill him. I think he'll just stand there and, like, put a dagger in his own heart.
He'll commit suicide with one of those knives from the bag of knives?
Or he'll do that, and then she'll expel from his body, and then he'll still... He's a doctor, right? He knows where to hit. Where not to hit.
I don't know. Was he an intern?
I thought he was like a nurse.
No,
I don't know what
he was an actual doctor, but I think he was an intern.
I think he's in residency.
I think he'll sacrifice himself finally. Once he figures out and get rid of her, I think he'll sacrifice himself.
If only one of us worked in a hospital would be able to tell us.
Well, I mean, like,
he's in residency.
Can't really get fired from a residency because it's like
you're a student.
You are getting paid, but you're a student, so you would get kicked out of the program,
right?
But
you're assuming that the writers looked this up.
Yeah, it's one of those things where very few people actually know, so they just kind of fudge on the facts and stuff. Yeah,
you got the idea. He got fired, but that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
So who else thought that, I know we're jumping around everywhere, but it's old school. Who else thought that when the doctor said we just have to keep her overnight, that they were going to keep her forever?
No.
No.
I thought they were going to keep her forever, and I thought we were going to have like a Nurse Ratched situation with electroshock therapy and everything.
Yeah, all that something would happen and she'd have to stay.
I'm just thinking why they didn't contact her family.
Because her family's awful.
Yeah. Her family is awful.
But there wasn't anything about we tried to count anyways. I'm just reading.
She's old enough where they don't have to, yeah.
Well, and it's one of those things just like Hank.
How old do you have to be for them not to contact your family?
18.
16.
16?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can legally get married here at age 14, but that's really young.
Wow.
There are reasons.
All right. Can I mention how much of a hypocrite Buffy is?
Always.
Again.
So,
as per usual.
When Buffy's trying to talk Willow down from being vengeful Willow, and we have Willow saying, what if it was, what? I have to wait until what? Until it's someone you love? Until it's Dawn? And then later on in the catacombs...
Yes.
When Dawn says, what if it was me? That's when Buffy clues in. Give me a break. Buffy is portrayed as really stupid.
She's got a lot going on. Like, She's got a lot going on in her brain. Ugh. I mean,
they portray her like she has nothing going on in her brain, actually.
No. Like, I understand Buffy. I don't like her as a character, but I understand things like this because she's so focused on her own crap that she often does not think of her friends.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. But it's a lot. It's a lot she's got going on. You know, she's trying to protect her sister. Her mom died. She dropped out of school. Her professors don't care. She's very lonely all the time.
Last week and a half.
And it goes against the nature of the Slayer. The Slayer is a solitary, loner individual. She is not used to have to worry about all these other people.
Yeah. Right.
But I understand Buffy. I often commiserate with her, so I just don't like her as a character. Anya's my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, we have a comment from
Buffy feels. Buffy feels like.
We have a comment from Bob DeGrand. Bob DeGrand on the YouTube live broadcast says, "I'm intolerant of hating Anya or Dave Grohl." Thank you, Bob. Bob and I think alike.
Yay, Bob. And I think that's what made me a Whedon fan was when I first watched Buffy, I didn't hate any of the characters. As I was watching it, I fell in love with all of them for different reasons. And a lot of shows I do, I'm like, oh, can this character please get off the screen? I don't want to hear anything more about their whiny life. But with Buffy, I fell in love with all of them.
Mm. Oh, Teofilo writes a comment. He says, "I think the brightness of Glory comes from the fact that she's a god. She thinks she's better than everybody, and they all should work for her, and the things have to go her way."
Yeah, just like Buffy said, you know, you're a god. People bow down to God.
Yeah, they used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's less about her unstableness and more about her ego.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so. I must say, overall, I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And I'm out of points.
I thought it was a really good episode. Let's see what other points that I had. No, I think so. Did you guys get like a little laugh or chuckle when the doctor was like, when he said to Willow, "Oh, is she your sister?"
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I figure that is a question a lot of lesbians get.
Of course, yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Because they look so much alike, Steph?
No. I mean, I guess that's the first assumption that people make because...
Because you're being intimate.
Yeah. And affectionate, you know.
I was just like... Oh, I guess he had to ask that. But then when she said afterwards, it was just, oh, it broke my heart. I loved him.
Yeah, because I think that showing Willow's maturity and her acceptance of herself, that she's able to, without blinking, say, you know, not get angry with what he says or not feel insecure or self
Yeah, we've come a long way from when Oz came back. I mean,
yeah.
And that might be some of the argument that Tara's probably been holding on to this before. You know, that and now she's Willow's like, no, this is who I am.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, we didn't talk about how Dawn's been skipping school.
Oh my god.
And did anybody think her principal looked like Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Oh my god.
I don't know if I know what Ruth Bader Ginsburg looks like unless I think back to Jon Stewart's book America. Doesn't he have all the Supreme Court justices naked and you can put different clothing on them?
What?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, isn't she Supreme Court justice?
Yes. Her hair is dark and it's pulled back in like a low ponytail.
I think we have an email that actually mentions that this person was on a previous episode of Buffy.
Oh.
Mm, we'll get to that soon.
It would be nice if I would have said this beforehand.
Oh, we only got one email and one voicemail, and there was a voicemail that you nearly played last week. So we're good.
But, okay, so Giles tells Buffy she's got to put her foot down,
mm-hmm.
that she's got to handle this with Dawn,
mm-hmm.
and she just really, she just, she really would rather Giles do it.
Right.
Of course. And I love what Giles had to say.
She can barely take care of herself.
Right.
How is she going to take care of Dawn? I would feel the exact same way. Yeah. I know that I could not take care of anybody but myself at this point. And I people would say I'm grown.
Right? Well, but you know, but when you're when you have to do things, that's when you step up and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's like wondering why they didn't call Tara's family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Buffy's talking to Dawn and he's gonna implement this chart, this like mm-hmm. one star system or whatever. You know, and she's telling her they will take you. They will take you away from me. And you're like, what about her father? But you just have to, you know, suspend your disbelief with that.
Well, no, her dad is not in the picture. I mean, they've tried to contact him a bunch of times. He's out overseas, so they're not going to give it to. They're not going to give Dawn to him.
But I mean, but he would get her over somebody that's not related, you know,
but if they're
foster care,
if they can't get a hold of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And they haven't been able to, they keep trying.
But still,
in any case, she will go to foster care until it is sorted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How old is Dawn again?
15.
She's 15.
Mm.
Yeah.
13, 14, 15.
She might've changed. Did she ever? Yeah, I think she's 15.
She had a birthday episode yet?
I don't think so. Maybe that was her. Was that her birthday in Real Me? No.
I could say, but then I would spoil it. Is it the episode where this happened?
Okay,
that's enough. We're going to get into very dangerous territory here.
No, this season. Like
we're
after
fine.
Dracula,
we're good.
Buffy versus Dracula.
We're good.
I will look at the list. Hold on.
Yes, yes. Do that behind closed doors, please, in camera. Hey, do we have any more points or should we get into feedback?
Let's do feedback.
Gabby?
Yeah, feedback. I know I've been super silent because I have nothing nice to say.
So say it.
About this episode?
Well, it's hard because, I mean, granted, it was a while ago that I did watch it, and I did not get a chance to rewatch it today before we started recording.
Yeah.
And I didn't jump in on the Tara hate at the beginning, and I get shit for it constantly.
Yeah.
It's all right. So, join the club.
I mean, part of my beef with Tara, there's been the bad acting like everybody else says. I have never felt like, and I get that she's supposed to be an outsider, but I've never felt like she's belonged to the show ever. I've never felt the love or bought the love between her and Willow. And she just seems, to me at this point, she seems like she's there just as a tool to make Willow go evil.
Mm-hmm.
She's a tool. And the fact that she got brain sucked and didn't die pissed me off. I'm done with her. I want her gone. And I'm going to get shit for this. Mm-hmm. And there you go.
So you would have been happier
That's
if
how
Tara
feel.
Had been killed?
Yes. I was disappointed that she wasn't. Because now I'm like, crap, here she is all whacked out. How long are we going to have to watch her be whacked out and play the sympathy card before, you know, I don't care.
Hmm.
She's not interesting to me. She never has been. That whole episode with the family, we learned her backstory, was such a fucking letdown. And now there's this, and we're going to have to see her be practically a vegetable for two, three, whatever, for the rest of the season. Maybe going forward, I don't know. Don't care.
I think the point of Tara now, either until she leaves the show in whatever capacity happens to her, I think she's there to show Buffy, unconditional love that Willow has for Tara, that way she can do that for Dawn. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that their story now, or how her story is going to wrap up, is showing Willow will do anything now to take care of Tara. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be there as an example for what Buffy needs and or should be doing for Dawn.
So again, a tool.
Well, they're all like,
no, a tool of a tool.
All the characters are tools, guys.
They're puppets.
They're telling a story. They're all tools. Mm-hmm.
I just found myself rolling my eyes.
I wonder if part of this, your reaction versus everybody else's reaction, I wonder if part of it is because you're so used to having gay couples on TV that this, for a lot of people, this was like the first, like,
I don't know, because I don't even see it like that. I just see every relationship in general. Even if, you know, it was... I don't know.
I don't think it has anything with them being gay at all.
Let me finish. Mm-hmm. I meant that people love them so much for that they were more forgiving of how it was portrayed, like how these people were. Like,
I don't.
I don't know.
Was this before Will and Grace was on TV?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that could be it. I don't know. Maybe because I don't know. It could be because I've never thought that their relationship was any different.
Right. Well, not that you would think it was different, but that because it was new, it was so new to people at this point, that they were unusual, that you kind of rooted for it because they were the first, really. Hmm. So you bought into it more. You know, it's kind of like, I'm trying to think of an example. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like why I watch Michael J. Fox show. It's not an amazing show, but I'm rooting for Michael J. Fox because it's Michael J. Fox. Like, if that show was anybody else, I probably would not be as in love with that show.
Because you are emotionally invested in him.
Right. So there's an emotional investment, I think, for a lot of people when they watch Willow and Tara together.
Hmm.
Because yes. It was the first.
The Willow and Tara shippers are extremely exuberant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Much
and
out,
also,
Gabby.
Part of it is, you know, it's, I can see where you're saying, but it's also, for me, it's also Willow's coming of age story. Uh-huh. When she and Tara hold hands and do that first spell together, you see that Tara's more than just, oh, this girl that was kind of shy and awkward and weird. She's growing Willow. And I think that's part of the argument that they have in this episode was, look, we were doing all of this together and now you're off on your own. Your magic is surpassing me.
Which, mm-hmm. by the way, I really wish they would have given us much more exposure of that.
Yes, mm-hmm. because they tell us twice
and then we're supposed to think it's a big deal.
They tell us that Willow's magic is getting stronger, but they have not showed us that Willow's magic is getting stronger.
Until the fight.
Yeah.
I know. But it's fine. I understand. It's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's not Willow the super awesome lesbo witch.
Right.
Which might not work as a show title. But I just want to say that I really wanted to see a little bit more of their magics, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I think that, you know, they should have had more moments like that of them learning and studying together and those kind of things. I think that the showrunners were trying to be very sensitive to the culture of the time and not being like super magic-y, because it was still very, very much taboo.
Was it? I think it's more taboo now.
Well, then we couldn't have shows like The Secret and Supernatural.
True. Charmed was awesome. They used to call that show the Cleavage Show.
Very much, very much vilified.
Leave it to Cleavage. Can't wait for that intro cast to start. Hey, folks, is it feedback time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a voicemail to play, and then I think we can do an email and then Facebook group stuff. Cool?
Sure.
All right, I'm a little bit out of practice, but here's Paul Mackey.
Hey, gang and guests, whoever you might be. This is Paul Mackey.
Hi, Paul.
Man, having half of a couple go through a total career shift will totally throw off your podcasting. My regular updates here, my semi-regular investigating Mars updates, my barely ever intro to X, and my never just yet updates at Redemption Cast all got thrown way off. Even my own Ghostlight. Well, Ghostlight's back online. So here I am in the freezer room, like old times.
Yay.
Except it's a lot colder in here than I remembered. Anyways, so tough love. I'll tell you, my whole flippant, off-the-cuff, non-sequitur style was so much better a fit for season four somehow. So here's some honest thoughts and stuff. So Tara says she's frightened by Willow's trajectory. Did you guys have any frightened moments during this whole roller coaster? Longer, drawn-out ones or brief off-screen ones? I, for one, like the latter. Ben's kind of having a whole Jack from Later Bits of Fight Club thing, so you don't get to see much of him. Got echoes of Giles going off after Angelus with Willow going, you know, badass slash bad idea.
Yes.
Not sure of you folks, but the Dawn's education portion of the plot felt more fillery than plotty. Now, I look forward to your episode, as there's a lot more to cover than I can hit in one voicemail. So, bye!
Bye, Paul.
We did not talk about that scene where Giles is talking and you don't realize that he knows that the minion is outside the door.
I know. That was awesome.
That
was very Archer of him. I must say.
Whenever people start hating on this season, I do remind them that Giles gets to be badass in this season. Like this moment.
This is not a well liked season.
No.
What?
Wow.
Well, you know, it's all over the camp. There's...
Yeah.
The fandom's always, you know, there's always somebody who hates something.
But, okay, there's the part where he's talking and you don't realize that he knows the minion's outside the door, and he hits the minion with the door and brings him in. And then he diverts Anya's and Willow's attention, and then something happens to the minion that we don't see. And then the minion starts talking?
Yes.
Fantastic. At the twine, yeah.
Yeah, that is so...
Ripper.
Ripper, yes.
Scary Ripper.
That's awesome.
Yeah, did I miss an episode?
If you ever compare Giles in this season to Giles in season one, you know, the scaredy cat, I don't like to go outside and I hate computers guy, you're like, wow. Where did you come from?
Did I miss a series of episodes where this Ripper character is actually introduced to us? Because I keep hearing this and I don't know what the fuck you people are talking about.
I'm talking about the Ripper that I have in my imagination.
All right. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, we have a YouTube comment.
Yay!
Karelia says...
All his old friends came in, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They called him... And Band That's Candy. True.
But anyway... Karela says, "The Sound of Music Live blows. You guys have got my attention now." Apparently there was...
I'm recording it.
What's the Sound of Music Live thing? What's going on?
It is Carrie Underwood and the guy from True Blood are doing...
Ugh. They're doing Sound of Music
Live.
Right now.
Wow. Yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Terrible.
Bob DeGrand says...
I'm recording it.
A train wreck.
I have watched Charmed only in passing when my wife was watching it, but she described it as Buffy without a brain. He also says
great.
He also says that he would watch Willow the super awesome lesbo witch. So that's
who wouldn't?
Good.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
No, Charmed is great. You just have to turn off your Buffy mind.
Yeah, Charmed seems like Buffy for the average person.
Yeah, and you know, it's popcorn TV. Everybody needs some popcorn TV.
It's from, what's his name, Spelling?
Aaron Spelling. Spelling, yeah.
Oh, enough said.
Yeah. Oh, God. Hey, we have an email from Natalia Akulenko.
Woo!
I hope I'm not mispronouncing that too much, Natalia. Hi! In Tough Love, the small part of a strict yet sympathetic principal is played by Anne Betancourt, who, as IMDb helpfully informs me, also had a small part in Passions. Spike would be starstruck if he only knew. So I misread this email earlier. I thought she meant Passion, the Buffy episode, but it was Passions, the soap opera.
Passions, the soap opera, yes.
Spike and Joyce's favorite soap opera.
No. Timmy fell down a well.
All right. Steph, you want to do the Facebook stuff?
Sure.
You want me to get us started? I have it here.
Go right ahead.
Paul Mackey says, pretty darn certain you have my voicemail feedback. Yes, Paul. Julia says, Willow is a badass. Too bad she doesn't know any spells that would hurt a god. Or, you know, a way to channel a more powerful god. What are you talking about? That's dumb. You'd have to, first of all, identify who that would be. Figure out a way to channel them, and then what? You're going to lose yourself in them or something? No, it's going to backfire. You're better off just going in with the doll's eyes. Rachel says, oh, damn, shit getting real down in here. Rachel sounds very racist. No, that's the way I read it. I'm the racist. Gloria is finally really scary, Rachel says. Gloria is also aware of what her powers do. I should hope so. Fun side fact. When they first find out about Glory's brain sucking, Tara points out that at least vampires only suck blood, showing her deep fear of this horrific fate. Willow is strong, y'all. Don't piss her off. Corey says, Tara's too helpless for this to happen to her. Is Donnie next? Oh, we didn't even talk about the cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that right now.
Totally missed the cliffhanger.
So
they're having sandwiches.
They're sitting down crisscross applesauce. And she's being fed applesauce, so I think that's where the term comes from.
Yeah, and at first I thought, are they in Xander's basement? Xander's parents' basement?
No.
I couldn't figure out where they were.
Well, they're in the apartment.
So that is Tara and Willow's dorm together?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Is that the same dorm that Buffy was in?
No.
Nope.
Willow moved into Tara's room.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I have Harold's right here. My notes from when I first saw this. Poor Tara. I hope there is a way to regain her sanity without calling for a queller or whatever they're called. Why couldn't this have happened to Quentin Travers? Couldn't they have come up with a better book titled The Darkest Magic?
I had a good laugh when the reveal of that book. I was like, this is the greatest.
That is pretty obvious. Why not name it The Book Willow Has Kept Her Eyes On for 2 seasons? Really? Why has it taken so long
for Willow? How to Cook for Humans.
How to Cook for Humans. You know, she has been looking for an excuse for a long time. Why didn't Giles lock that one up? Is he totally oblivious? You've got to figure that this one will backfire big time. Tio says, Revenge Willow is everything. She actually made Glory suffer a little bit. Buffy hasn't done that. The scene between Tara and Glory in the fair is really tense for me. No, sometimes it makes me cry.
Really?
It's not. Yeah, like this time watching it, it didn't make me cry, but like I caught this episode randomly a few months ago, and I was in tears. It's heartbreaking. Ashley says, great episode, Tara and Willow first fight. This show has many heroes, and they show it in their own way. Tara can sometimes be looked at as someone weak, but she is powerful with more than just magic. She stood up against a terrifying god and took the undeserved punishment of a crushed hand and insanity. Not gonna lie, I probably would have thought about snitching and then pointed out a few decent minds for her to suck in exchange for letting me go. But wouldn't have gone through with it, of course. But Tara became a hero, protecting her young friend as well as the world without saying anything. Although it indeed backfired later on, but that heroism tends to be overshadowed because here comes her pissed off, powerful witch girlfriend, Willow, ready for payback. Usually people like that just dip their toes in when getting involved with dark magic, but not Willow. She just does a cannonball right in, which leads to an epic fight and a few epic lines as a result. One of my favorite confrontations of the series. I also love the Ripper moment that we technically never get to see. Like, I want to know, but I don't. Buffy should slap herself for not thinking Willow wouldn't go after Glory and needed everyone to spill it out for her. And Spike looks like a god beat the hell out of him. And then the devastating cliffhanger. Again, love this episode. It's one of my favorites. Ashley.
Patrick says two things. Ventral Willow is pretty neat. And if any Gabbies are happy about Tara getting brain sucked, I swear I will yell angrily at my monitor while listening to the podcast. Don't even tempt me. I'll do it. Hey, Patrick.
Start yelling, Patrick.
Patrick.
Start yelling.
It's okay.
I wasn't happy. I was disappointed that she didn't die. Get it right.
I'm going to skip over your exchange because that was awesome, though. If you're not in the Facebook group, join the Facebook group just to see Patrick and Gabby's and Ashley's exchange. It's perfect. Bob says, as with Joyce, you don't want to tempt Joss Whedon to give you what you say you want. I think they will miss the old Tara. I loved Angry Witch Willow. She reminded me of Giles going after Angelus after he killed Jenny, and yes, I agree that Buffy badly misread her.
Rachel says, oh, also, shut up, Dawn.
Poor Palmolive, she gets no love. Ray says, I like this episode, if only for badass vengeful Willow and Spike being really sweet to Dawn and reassuring her that it would be okay and that she was safe. Buffy really needs to get her head in the game. She is all over the place and Glory is closing in on the key. Well, yeah, I mean, did you guys see the last 2 seconds of the episode?
I think this entire season everyone has been like, hey, Buffy, like,
yeah,
you know, get it together, but it's like everyone has to remind her.
Don't forget, Riley left, thank God. And then her mom died, too bad. And then there's fake sister who's her real sister, and now technically her child.
Right. I mean, that's the whole thing with Buffy, right? She's saddled with responsibility that she never asked for. That's been the thing from the beginning. And of course people have to keep reminding her because she really just wants to be normal.
Still, oh, shut the fuck up, Pinocchio. Sorry.
But
Ray,
I mean,
continues.
Like,
sorry.
If you were 16, 17, 18 years old and
going
you
on
have,
17.
If you have to save the world all the time and never get a real life, and then your mom is taken from you and you get a crazy little sister that you shouldn't have.
Hey, did Joan of Arc bitch and moan? No, we just burned her at
the
stake.
You have no idea because we don't have any record of her, like, day-to-day life. Being a hero is hard, y'all.
Those voices. No, I don't find. Ray continues. I know that this show wants to show us all the family pressure that Buffy is under now that she is running the house, but I don't find those real-world-type problems all that entertaining, and if they are realistic. I tend to agree. I feel bad for Tara because she really didn't do anything to deserve that fate. Sure. Just dating Willow and hanging around Buffy put her in harm's way. Things are really starting to ramp up, and Glory is starting to get very scary.
We didn't talk about how Dawn was saying that she must be bad if causing all this evil and pain.
Childish.
And Spike was like,
of course,
it's all evil, and you know, I'm okay.
Dawn is only a couple months old, guys. She hasn't developed her id yet.
Yeah, so have you guys heard that new song that's on the me 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 song? Have you heard that?
No.
Okay. It's weird, and I just got a new car with satellite radio, and they play it all the time. Usually I'm tuned to the 80s station because, you know, the 80s. Duran Duran. And all that. But yeah, it's this weird song of me. Maybe I'll play it at the end. Turn out take
so it's
her
like
two.
A pop song?
Oh yeah.
Is it a pop song?
Ina says
that's your song for Dawn.
Poor right? Tara. Sad face. Glory is pretty creepy in the scene with her, and Willow's revenge attack is both epic and a bit scary when you think about the power she has and how dark she goes there. The ending really makes you want to see the next episode right away. It does. I can't wait to be done with you people and go watch.
Because it's so serialized. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Serialized. It's so serialized, it just picks up right where it leaves off.
Well, we're ramping up to the finale.
Yeah.
Why is Kim laughing maniacally?
I was just reading ahead to Tammy's comment.
Oh, yeah. Tammy says, no, that's not what it says. That was a large shoot.
Tammy says,
go ahead.
I think at least one member of Gax will be sad about Tara because she didn't die. She just got her brain sucked, which somehow makes her even less interesting. And that was posted 8 hours ago, Gabby.
Tammy completes me.
Yes, she does.
Oh, and
folks, if you don't know who Tammy is, you really need to listen to Intro to X. Tammy's awesome. She's also on this podcast called I'll Watch That with Tammy and Dan. Is that what it's called, Gabby?
Yes,
she's also on Yip Podcast, not to be confused with Yip Yip, which is a failed attempt at a podcast. Actually, it was a pretty good podcast. I was on it, but we kind of ran out of steam. I actually pod faded. Not here, though. You guys are stuck with me. Unless you have another ladies' night and you don't invite me again.
Mm-hmm. Bruce says, lots of sometimes clunky chatter in this episode. I count at least 15 separate conversations, but I with a point to make or a plot to advance. In the beginning, Buffy drops out because of reasons beyond her control, followed immediately by being getting fired for reasons beyond his control. Then we have Giles telling Buffy that she has to be the one to take care of Dawn, while Willow gladly accepts help in looking after Tara. Then there's Spike and Dawn discussing whether someone or something which isn't actually good can ever be good. Do you think Willow was actually going to hurt Glory at least a little?
Oh yeah, I thought she was going to murder her.
Yeah,
I remember the first time I watched it, I thought Willow was going to get injured. I did not think that she was going to win.
Mm.
I mean, Buffy can't stand against her. Spike can't stand against her. There's no way Willow can.
Yes, she can.
Nope.
Super awesome lesbo witch.
Stupid Willow.
Simone says, Willow was a badass witchy. She totally took Glory on and messed her up. I don't like when Willow and Tara fight. Giles went all ripper on that nasty minion. And my Tara got brain sucked.
Corey says, and now Dawn is all pretty and shiny and presumably key-shaped.
Well, remember those crazy people at the beginning of the season could see Dawn?
Because crazy equals insight into reality, if we've learned anything from Drusilla.
Mm-hmm.
M says, two things I always remember from this
episode. Green aura. What did she say?
Green, shiny
beautiful
light.
Green
or something.
And shiny. Yeah.
M says, two things I always remember from this episode. One, the amount of deep red blood that pours from Tara's hand when Glory squeezes it. Seriously? Could that even happen? A bit overboard, I'd say. I agree. Two, when Willow, then Dawn, feeds Tara the applesauce, they hold the spoon up to Tara's mouth. And that scene just gets creepy and awkward. I'm not a Tara hater, but Amber Benson's weird facial expressions, ugh. By
Thank
then,
you.
Glory bursts in. Boom! Scene saved. All in all, good episode. Yay! Can't wait to hear what y'all thought.
Simone says, oh, and I really love Spike in this episode. He knows bad, and I love that he is adamant that Dawn knows she is good and very sweet.
Mm-hmm. She is. She's just annoying. But that's because she's 15.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, she's just more. A kid. Robin says...
it's just a pissing contest between Robin and Robin. And then... and then... Okay, you know
Robin
what?
Robin Birch says that he loves Tara and loves Anya and loves America and loves capitalism.
Yay! Anya is the best.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know about the best.
I would watch the Anya show.
The Anya show?
She's
it's,
the best.
It's Emma Caulfield's YouTube channel.
No. Anya's different than Emma.
Really?
Yeah, she is. I can tell a distinct difference between the two. So, Are we done?
Votes and rate?
Rates we and rate votes? And then we talk about how you can join us, and then you can talk about quotes. Quote. So let's do ratings. Our guest shall rate first. Or do we want to talk about the last scene first? Because we talk about it a lot.
A good cliffhanger. It's I remember the first time I watched it, I was binge watching, so I was watching it till like 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and it scared me when Glory was like there. I was like, what happened?
Yeah, because if she will do to Spike what she did to him, if she will do to Sarah what she did to her, and they are not the key, what is she going to do with the key?
She's going to eat her. Right?
But it was just such a surprise to me. It was a surprise to me. Like, I was not expecting that.
Yeah,
that
for two or three episodes here, Glory has been hot on their heels looking for the key, and she has finally discovered it. What is going to happen now? And what is going to happen with Dawn and, what is going to happen with Ben and Glory? Because is Glory taking over more time of Ben? And is Glory going to completely phase out Ben? Are they going to merge into one person?
They are merged. What? Oh, you mean existing at the same time?
Yeah, like, that is... It seems like that is ramping up to be something.
Hmm. Yeah, and I think Ben is going to take control, and he's going to help in Glory's demise. And by doing that, he physically
because
has
to there's
hurt
got
himself.
To be a point for Ben. There has to be a point of Ben existing.
Hmm. Yes, he's going to be like, I want my life back.
Yeah, agreed. All right, rating time. Tabs.
I give season 5 is one of my favorite seasons because our podcast audio drama takes place between season 5 and season 6. So I have watched it a lot. So I'm going to give this episode probably I don't like the talkie-talking. I always wanted to move on. So it wasn't until later on in the episode that I love it. So I'm going to say a 6.5 out of 10 tuna fish sandwiches.
Well, see, now, when I first put this on and the professor is on screen, I'm like, who is this person? I've never seen this person before in my life.
Oh, I know. Were we expected to, like, recognize this guy?
Like, yes. I do not remember this episode. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I'm at. And because it's kind of an episode that when you're binge watching, it just kind of runs together because it's so serialized. Mm-hmm. And, I like the characters being able to breathe and it being a heavy Willow episode, Willow centric episode. But because I couldn't, when it first starts out and I don't know who this man is, I take away a point. So I give it 9 out of 10. Feely, because I say it's a feely episode because it's how Willow feels and how Tara feels and how Buffy feels and Dawn feels. It's a 9 feely, not for the week episodes.
Set the Cylon.
Yeah. I'll go next.
That sounds great to me.
This episode gave me a little taste of something I've been asking for a while. And I think I'm going to rate it based mostly on, excuse me.
Oh boy.
Haiku. I think that's what that's called. I'm going to rate this mostly on anticipation. I'm also going to rate it based on, I fucking love that dress that Willow's wearing.
The pink crushed velvet.
Listen, you shut up right now, Kimberly Fowler.
Ugly.
You too, Tabs, esteemed guest. Shut the fuck up right now. I love that dress on her. I think she wears that dress fucking fantastically. I think she looks gorgeous in it. And she floats in with the doll's eyes.
It clashes with her shoes.
No, you guess what? I am not a color coordination guy. I am a... I love Willow.
Allison Hannigan is beautiful.
Willow's descent into
that
the dark side.
Ugly.
I'm giving my rating here. I want Willow's descent into the dark side to continue and culminate in her destiny. Her destiny! Destiny! No escaping that for me. So I'm going to give this episode 9.5 out of 10 missing volumes in the Dark Magic trilogy.
Yeah, if I was only doing it by the fight, you know, that kind of setup and the bathtub scene, I would have rated this much higher. But there's all that other stuff too, guys.
I understand. Kim? Mm. Gabby?
Okay. I enjoyed this episode. I really did. Again, like each week, I think I say the same thing. And it's... I'm sounding like a broken record, just like whenever the show does it, I get upset. Anyways, I was completely taken out by the whole Anya scene. I'm sorry. It does nothing for me that get me angry. And I enjoyed the fight at the end with Willow and Glory. I thought that was absolutely fantastic. I like when the characters go out of their comfort zone and out of what their characters do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love Angelus, when Angelus gets to be Angelus. And I love when Willow gets to show her badass side. I wish we could see more of Giles being bad. But I think that's, you know, either to come. Or I kind of hope that they always do it off screen. That would be funny too.
Yeah.
So I was going to give this episode an 8, but I've dropped it down to a 7.
Hmm.
7 out of 10 floating witches.
Okay, well, that's what we thought.
Oh.
Sorry, Stephanie. Go ahead. What?
I was just... So at first, when you first watched it, you would have given it an 8, but after you've thought about it, you've lowered it down.
Well, as I was watching it, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is gonna be an 8. I just feel it, you know. But now, from discussing it and bringing up my rage again, I think that the viewers are smarter than going with cheap comedy. You know what I mean?
Oh, the Anya bits that you didn't
like. The Anya stuff. Yeah. To me, that is like watching a movie talking about farting. And penises, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't understand.
It's cheap.
It's the lowest common denominator funny to make people go, ah ha ha, oh right, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh Anya.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand.
And I just like,
farting's awesome.
I think that I just find it insulting.
See, to me, I can see what you're saying, but it's more than that, because, you know, farting, that's like the easy joke. That's the one that everybody can make. But can anybody make the patriotism is money joke? That's a little more...
But it's so random and out there that it doesn't matter what she's saying. She could be talking about the color red. Mm-hmm. She could be talking about my shoelaces. Why do I tie them over and under? Why don't I do bunny ears?
Do you also not
completely random, and it has nothing to do with anything.
You also not like Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter?
Who?
Luna from Harry Potter?
I'm not a Harry Potter fan.
Okay.
Sorry.
What I'm saying is you don't like the quirky, oddball, crazy people in...
I don't mind that at all, but it's overkill what they're doing with Anya. It's every episode.
It's one scene.
It's like, it's exactly, and it takes you out of the entire... Well, it takes me out of the episode. I just, it's so repetitive. It's like, it's not to be like, oh, what crazy things Anya going to see? It's like, oh, great, what crazy things Anya going to say now? You know, I just find it, it's, to me, it's like, it's low, and I just don't like it.
Understood?
Yeah.
Gabby. Unleash the Gabin.
I already did that. I mean, I feel like I'm watching a different show at this point because maybe some of my judgment is clouded because I'm still hurt from the body. And everything, I'm just kind of like, whatever at this point. Like,
you're
I'm
numb?
Getting,
are you a little numb?
I believe I am. And I mean, we all know how, what a fan of Glory, like I was so excited every time Glory would be on this. Now I'm just like, I'm bored with her. I'm done with the over the top spoiled little brat. I'm a god. Be my minions, whatever. I'm done. I think I'm just done with the season. I want to move on. And I feel like that we're getting closer and they're trying to wrap things up. But at the same time, I'm feeling like it's getting dragged out. And the fight was awesome. It was nice to see Willow be super badass and maybe make a bad decision, whatever. But she followed her heart, blah, blah, blah. I'm so clouded by the mind, by the brain sucking and how I feel like this is going to be dragging on forever for sympathy that I don't give a fuck. So, and I'm just done. I'm done with the season. I want this to be done. And yes, I am disappointed because Tara just didn't die and they're going to be dragging. I feel like they're going to be dragging the story along for a while and hate all you want. So, I'm going to give this 3 out of 10 disappointing bits of mind suckery.
Wow. It's part of the reason you feel like it's dragging on is because you guys are taking time. You know, it's taking so long to watch them.
No, because even when we do take, I mean, granted, this particular time was longer than usual, but I used to have the feeling where I had to watch the next episode right away. Mm-hmm. And since the body, I'm not feeling it. And especially with this, I'm just like, seriously, let's just be done with this and move on. I feel bad. Like, it sounds like I'm complaining about the
It's an interesting phenomenon.
I'm done with these storylines. I want to put it away and go, you know, and again, just like I said earlier, and I've said a million times about the thing with Tara, I'm not feeling her. I never did. I don't buy her. I think she's I thought she was extraneous. Now I feel as though she's just a tool to make, you know, to make Buffy feel a certain way and to bring out the bad, the dark side of Willow. And I'm just, I'm clearly resentful of the fact that, okay, well, we're going to suck her brain and we're going to make her be all wacky, crazy, I don't know, vegetable, but not really. But I really feel like they're going to drag it out, and I don't care. Just end it. Put me out of my misery.
I think the good thing about Buffy and the thing that will help you go through this is to remember that there are so many other characters that we also have to tell their story. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be focused. I mean, it's never going to be focused on one person.
I get that Tara's the newest and we're going to jump to the conclusion that she's the key or whatever. But if anybody else had gotten their brain sucked, I would have felt a sense of urgency and been upset. And because, oh my God, how could this happen to that person? This is like, oh my God, how could this happen to her? This is just going to drag shit out.
We already had that with Spike, right? We already had that where Spike gets beat up and you're pretty sure, you know, at some point something bad is going to happen to him. You know, we've had other people in peril this season, so it's not just Tara.
I mean, in the same scenario.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because you know, when I was first watching it, I didn't like Spike in this season. I was like, oh, can we please get rid of Spike? He just hangs around and whines all the time. And then that happened. He got beat up, and I was like, okay, I get it. I get why you're here. Yeah. You're, you know.
Yeah, my feelings were.
Well, that was like the whole thing on the bench.
Right, and to me, that's the same thing with Tara. Is like, okay, I get why you're here, even though you're the outsider, even though you know you're weird and you know say weird things. you have protected Dawn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like one of the comments was saying was like, would you have done the same thing if it had been you? No, I would have given her up. Like, let's get rid of this.
She's totally the key.
Well, we can't forget that Glory's going to most likely use the key for some horrible apocalyptic means or ends.
Yeah, I don't
care. So, you know, giving Dawn up is no different than just taking the torture. I think.
But in my mind, it would have been okay. Let me give her up, and then we'll go figure out how to stop her. You know?
Yeah, like that works. Mm-hmm. Like you're not just going to be even more of an outcast because.
Right. Hey guys, let's go stop a god. Let's go stop a god.
Oh, what's Buffy gonna
guys,
do to me?
Guys, we really got to go stop Glory like right now. Why?
What's Buffy gonna do to me?
Oh, no reason. I just really have a hunch that she's really coming for us. Really? What gives you that idea? No reason at all, but oh, here she is.
No. Hey, guys, I kind of did this thing.
What did you do? Lucy!
Look at it. Xander Lucy. Did the exact same thing about Angel, and he was fine. So, why can't we do it with Dawn? Buffy didn't kill Xander. Xander was a total idiot, but Xander got forgiven, so why can't I?
That's a good point. Well, he's been a Scooby for much longer.
So?
So there.
I also have my brain.
Braggard.
Managing plugging things in here. Sorry, folks. All right, well, that's what we thought. Folks, you can feel free to let us know what you think. You can give us a call at 270-40-BUFFY. You can send us an email at... Kimberly? Kimberly's not there.
She's asleep.
Kimberly! You can send us an email at potentialcast@gmail.com. Potentialcast.com is where you'll find the show notes. That's where we release the episodes. You can find us on the Twitter at Potentialcast. And the Facebook group is where all the cool kids hang out. Spoiler free, of course. And that's facebook.com/groups/potentialcast. It's quote time. Our esteemed guest will go first.
What? I'm going to quote Anya just because. Yep. Anya's awesome. I won't do the whole thing, though I love the entire scene, even though other people don't. That's fine. You don't have to. I also don't like certain things, so that's okay. But my favorite part of it is, oh, and you know what else is un-American? French people.
Ooh, can I go next, please?
Yep.
I mean, may I go next? I'm bad. That's where my 3 points
I'll
came
go.
From.
You all right? Yeah. Ah, yes, because your good mood is both obvious and contagious. Hey, Kim.
Man. Yep.
You there?
Sorry.
Are you back?
Sorry, I was, yeah.
Uh-huh. Everything good?
I was on the telephone.
Oh.
And by the phone, sorry. You mean asleep?
Okay, Jack
no,
Bauer.
I was...
Is your mom okay?
I was talking to my mother, yeah.
Is your mother okay?
She's fine.
Okay, good. Then there's no excuse.
My quote.
Go.
I hate being lied to. It makes me feel so betrayed.
I love Glory.
That was so creepy, man.
Man, words cannot express how much I hate this place.
It's dreadful.
Dreadful.
It's like communism.
We totally bogarted your quote.
That's fine.
Sorry. Any other quotes?
It works better that way.
Yes.
Go for it.
Just for my BFF Kim, not the Kim here, but the Kim that's not here.
You gonna take that, Kim?
Sure. I'd do it. Right, person? Person I'd love, I'd do it.
Oh, Spike.
You can sleep with me.
Everybody see that?
My heart broke right when
it's an Allen wrench.
It's a tool.
Nice. It's what I build furniture with.
Yeah.
IKEA.
I built a valet today. I have a valet finally. Thank God.
Did anyone order an apocalypse?
Yes.
That was awesome.
Oh, that scene is so great.
Awesome. My glory tis of thee. All right. Folks.
Glorificus.
Thanks for joining us. Hey, Tabitha. Yes. Where can people find you on the internet? Tabs. I apologize. 1,000 Between lashes.
BetweenLinesStudios.com is where you can find all my podcasts, or TabithaGraceSmith.com. You can find my books that I've written and things like that there.
Cool.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yay. For those of you watching us live on YouTube, and for those of you watching us from the future on YouTube, I'm going to stop the broadcast now so I can play copyrighted music for our hosts and guests. And we'll start up a new broadcast for Redemption Cast pretty soon, I think. We'll check it out. All right.
Ooh.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And let's say bye now. Goodbye!
Bye.
Oh, wait. I'm really rusty. Let me ruin the goodbyes and say, hey, Steph, what's on the plate for next time?
Oh, next time is Spiral.
Spiral?
Spiral by Stephen DeKnight.
Yes.
Who?
Stephen DeKnight, also the creator of Spartacus.
Ah. Goodbye!
Bye!
I'm gonna see y'all.
Later!
Stopping broadcast now. Caught you in the act, can't put up with that. Messing where you shouldn't be. I wanna hear you say you're sorry, 'cause nobody takes advantage of me. You'd be lying on the floor.
So what's the deal with PK Subban? Does the city love him?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I think they should sign him, but anyways.
Well, you know, racism.
I think I texted. No, I didn't text you. I saw him walking around when Tiff was in town.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm taller than PK Subban, okay? That's all I'm saying.
You are tall.
Not that tall. But I was wearing.
Well, you're above average height for a female of your species.
Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, this PK Subban. And I think you heard me say it. He turned around and gave me a head nod. And I was like, okay, guys, you have to go. This is embarrassing.
So,
one of those people.
I want to coin the term Ritara.
Oh, come on. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. America!